Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 April 2021. We are bringing up a guest in a minute that y'all going to want to hear from, Dr. Cass Ingram. Have a lot to discuss with Dr. Cass. Before I do that, I got several announcements I want to make, so please pay close attention very quickly here. We are going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. Start at 10:30 with prayer requests and some music, and then getting current events at 11:30, and Bible study at 1 o'clock. So I hope you'll join us. I really do. Now, folks, you can join us on livestream.com if you go to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com, hit on livestream, and there will be a 10:30 a.m. this coming Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. This coming Saturday morning, you can join us, like I said, on PastorButch.com, go to livestream. And we have got a phone number now that works, you can listen on. But it's a little bit complicated to get through on. So call me tomorrow in the office. I'll give you the phone number and the ID that's necessary to listen to the church services live on your telephone. Call me tomorrow in the office at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. So the number's a little complicated, but right now it does work. It's the best we can find. And if you want to listen real badly, I'm sure you can get through this, okay? You call tomorrow and give the information right on the phone tomorrow, okay? We do have some Berkeys available. First come, first serve. We have some travel Berkeys, big Berkeys, Berkey lights, sport Berkey bottles. We have those available right now while they last. And folks, they will not last long. I know everybody's asking for the stainless steel systems. We had the big Berkeys available. They do 2 3/4 gallon water at a time. Do we have those available? Berkey lights are a fine system. If you keep them out of the direct sunshine, folks, they don't get any kind. They'll last for years, make the water pure as can be, as good as any stainless system that you can find. But keep it out of the sun because it is a clear construction that the sun will get through, and it can cause some problems inside because the sun's coming through it. But nonetheless, keep it in the kitchen somewhere out of the sunlight. They're available, and they do three and a half gallons. So they're available also, folks. If you call, first come, first serve on Berkeys that we have left. Big Berkeys and Berkey lights available at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, these will not last more than a couple days. I promise you that. So they're available now. Call tomorrow if you like. We'll be in the office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 as usual. Chris will be here to take yours. I'll be here to talk to you. I'll be here to give you the number to listen to the Bible study on if you want to join us. I hope you do. And we're offering a 62-page info packet. Very important info packet on why they're attacking the King James Bible. 62 pages of information to prove to you which one you should use. Folks, I've been doing this over 40 years. I've been preaching 40 years, pastoring 35 years, on the radio over 28 years. I know what I'm talking about. I've been through some battles. I've got the scars to prove it. I don't need a lot of instruction, a lot of different things as far as understanding the Word of God and which one to use. We'll offer you this packet, 62 pages, available to you. It's a huge packet. Yes, it is. $15 delivered to your door if you want it, okay? And please do call and get the number tomorrow to listen to Bible study Saturday morning. And I say be in the office tomorrow, too. So that's, I think it's all announced on what to make tonight. But if you want a Berkey, and please, if you do not have a safe way to filter water, for $250-$300, folks, you can get a filter that will do anything you have available anywhere. Off the roof of your house, out of a pond in the backyard, out of a mud hole. It'll purify your water for you. The Big Berkey and the Berkey Light both will do the same job. Again, call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, let's get to our guest tonight, folks. We're going to talk to Dr. Cass Ingram about a couple of things tonight. We're going to discuss a topic. Now, this may seem to a lot of people absurd, but it's very important. How to eat smart in a toxic world. Now, you may not understand this, and it's hard for us to accept this fact, but do you know that every year Americans consume 104 million pounds of food preservatives annually? And do you know that California, whose fruits and vegetables are shipped to every state, applies more than 170 million pounds of pesticides to its crops each year? This is what we're consuming. We're going to talk about that a little bit and a couple other issues also. And Dr. Cass, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. No.
It's good to have you, sir. It's good to have you with us tonight. I tell you what, time is going by so fast, Dr. Cass. There's so much talk about it. It's like trying to referee 10 tennis matches at one time. I'm getting dizzy.
It's the way it is, you know, especially when you're talking about nutrition and natural medicine, herbal medicine, and the divine realm of cures is just endless.
It is endless. So, and on top of that, we're fighting the poison vaccines. Are coming
well, we
out
are. With the poison vaccine and the poison foods and the GMOs. So this is a lot more difficult now than it was, say, 100 years ago, 50 years ago.
It is. So, yeah. Much, much more difficult. You know, Dr. Cass, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 72 years old. And,
are you? Okay.
Things have changed so much in my lifetime.
Yeah.
From the 1950s.
Well, you didn't have GMOs back in the 50s and 60s.
No, we didn't.
Other issues, but...
I mean, the issues we have back then are small compared to the issues today.
Yeah, compared to... Now you got to watch your food so that you don't eat transgenic genes and pig genes or human genes right in the food, or dog
That's right.
genes or E. coli, which is colonic bacteria. So now we have to be concerned about that transgenic technology, both in food and drugs and supplements as well, let alone injections, you know.
Not to mention the freedoms we've lost in my lifetime. That literally we lost so many freedoms in my lifetime. But
Yeah, well, you're using health, the crises, to steal freedoms, or the Islamic boogeyman under everybody's pillow to steal others, or whatever it is. You're communist back in the 60s. So... The thing is that you have to do on these toxic foods is, the big thing is to avoid the GMOs. You have to kind of study that and make the huge effort to say, no, I won't eat that hamburger because it's GMO-fed meat. I won't have the corn chips. I love corn chips, but I'm not going to eat those because they're from GMO corn. I'm not going to have that sweet because the sugar in there is GMO beets. You have to kind of analyze. Unfortunately, both the restaurant, like, for example, when I go in a restaurant, I might be with 20 or 30 people. I stand out because I say, well, wait a minute, is that GMO corn? I don't want anything to do with it. And everybody
well,
just kind of looks at me.
Is it possible to find non-GMO corn today?
Very
Not
difficult.
Always. I'd say it's very difficult.
You have to assume it's GMO tainted until proven otherwise, and you pretty much have to take a serious, make your health a serious study and for your family, and then you just don't purchase anything with known GMOs. At least in Europe, they will label that contains GMOs, or they've kind of banned it there in many ways, but not in the United States. We have to do the hard work, the thorough, erudite effort. Each person has to. And that's a good thing because you're fighting the good fight. You see, you're saying, well, I'm not going to pay you for that.
But you know, Doctor, there's many nations won't allow these foods in their nations. The U.S. does.
The U.S. allows it because the U.S. has a revolving door at the FDA or whatever. So you just put in a corrupt individual, pay him off $10 million to sign and rubber stamp, like Michael Taylor, and then, or David Kessler, you just rubber stamp somebody. And then Rumsfeld, Donald Rumsfeld, rubber stamped NutraSweet. They couldn't get NutraSweet through the FDA because the FDA had so many concerns. But he forced it through. And you get a buck
in
stock.
With Ronald Reagan's help. With Ronald Reagan's help,
he
did that.
Yeah, yes. And I mean, you get bucks, you get whatever. And then if that's not enough, you join Jeffrey Epstein to go to Lomita Express or on whatever island. That you got to have some kind of a thrill because all you've done all your life is derogatory things to the fellow human being on the earth. So it's not enough. You can't, you know, the thirst for this wicked blood is such that you have to do pedophilia or you go down and get a massage on his island, turns into something else. So
I think soak up adrenochrome from young children.
Well, you soak that up, or you, with the ritual killings that,
sure.
You know, I just talk, it's not just this, I just talked, it's true that in Uganda, they have witches that think that somehow it'll give them mortality to kill a kid and then eat the blood. So you've got a lot of, there's no license for weirdness and wickedness. But what I would say is that the biblical and the Quranic and all that, the meek or the humble shall inherit the earth. What does that mean? Because we're supposed to inherit the parent? No. The earth, there will be a time when the people will rise up and take charge and God's kingdom will be here. I believe that is now. I think now we said, you know, that's enough. You've already killed, 300,000 to 1 million Americans. The vaccine, I said all along, it's going to collapse. Look what happened to Johnson & Johnson. Now then, some Moderna batch will kill 30 people at a vaccination center, and you'll see all these corpses that go into the shakes and then die.
Well,
they'll have to throw that one out.
AstraZeneca was quick.
They threw it out. Two out of four are done.
Yep.
Basically. So the other two, they're holding on to. Just make them done. Everybody, you know, that knows of somebody that got killed by the Pfizer shot, make them file a report. Everybody that knows somebody that got killed or near dead. Look, there was a school. There's 4,000 students. They were expecting to open it. It was in Chicago in King County. They can't open it because the teachers went out and got the shot and got sick. They couldn't even teach. Now, do you have any brains? Why would you trust Moderna? There are people who, and Pfizer, there are people who listen to shows like this and they're still not sure what they're going to do. Why would you even think about it? Now, Moderna has never produced a drug. It's, you know, Pfizer was fined $3 billion, the biggest fine that was ever administered against any corporation for fraud. Are they going to change? That was, 5 years ago. So, and they don't have any liability, and they got the money already. Just follow the money. You know, do you want your body to be, somebody to make money on you when you're sick, too sick to work, and it costs, $250,000 for your long-term care every year, and you're going to let Pfizer do that to you, and then they're not going to pay you anything. At least they should send you a little letter of condolence saying, sorry, partner. So, why doesn't Moderna call some of these people? Why am I calling these people with the shakes and saying, why don't you get on the protocol? Let's get you on the oregano, and juice. That's our protocol. We know it works. We used it in the nurses who got vaccinated. I'm calling. Attempting to email. I've written 3 books on it. I just finished another one. But not Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. Are you kidding? They don't even care how many corpses as long as they make the money and get it into the bank account. Good
that's
God.
Very true. Very true. That's what America's become. And the love of money is still the root of all evil. You know that.
It is. It is. You know, you know what's kind of funny about Dr. Kath? I have popularized oil of oregano all over the world. Now, that has become a $8 billion industry, the oregano oil. It was nothing when I started with it. Do you know something? I've never taken a check. Now, I should. I should take 100 checks a day for what I've done, but I've never been paid. So you can trust me. I'm not getting any dividends. I'm going to tell you what to take. Now, we did the nurses' trial of the nurses who went ahead and got the first Pfizer shot. You would have expected 10 to 20%. I think it's 80%, but at least 20% would be sickened. Why wouldn't our nurses got nothing? They didn't even get a sore arm. Then they went out and got the second shot, and they used something called Oregarisp, which is oregano, cumin, cinnamon, and sage, the dust of those oils, and they eliminated the symptoms. And unlike the teachers, they went back to work. They didn't lose any time off of work yet, so far. I wouldn't take the chance. I wouldn't take the vaccine, Russian roulette, put a bullet in the chamber. It's got 12 chambers. You take one and a 12 chance you're going to kill yourself or make yourself really ill. I'm not taking a chance. You could, you know what? You could put $50 billion on the table and say, Ingram, I've got a Russian roulette here, one bullet out of 12. You know, I got six shooters, but there's only one bullet. I'm not taking it. I'm not taking the vaccine. You give me all the money you want. Forget it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to live all my life a miserable person. So.
Well, you know, Dr. Cash, you've been in this battle a lot of years on the health side of it, and I'm just no hillbilly preacher. I'm not trained like you are to know what you know, but I've learned a lot listening to men like you and other people that have done Dr. Tim Penny and Dr. Madej and over the years, Dr. Mikovits and a whole lot more, Glenn Parnham. I've learned a lot about a lot of things. And we do know that the Americans' diet really sucks as a whole. It's really bad.
Oh, yeah.
And diseases find places they can thrive in bodies that are, their immune system is down because people eat junk. They're out of shape. They don't take care of themselves. And the immune systems are down, and they can't even defend themselves any longer. That's what we're doing to our own bodies.
Well, this is it, and the 10,000 toxic chemicals in the person's body. And when you have cord blood that merges with 300 poisonous chemicals right then, before the baby even has a chance. So you've got the toxins, you've got the heavy metals, you've got the GMOs, you've got the Roundup, you've got a lot of stuff against you. And then, the diet is so deficient, so imbalanced, so depleted. But then you have also pharmaceuticals. Then
Absolutely.
You have the injections. You have the vaccine, 60 of them given to the children. You have the refined sugar consumption. Who else is consuming so much white sugar that's hidden in the food or it's overt? Only us. And so how do you go in with the vaccine and you're done?
That's very true. Our defense is already almost nothing. Then they add the vaccine to it. I don't care which one it is, Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J. And they're going to cause problems because they're putting poison in our bodies. As a matter of fact, folks, all vaccines put poison in our bodies. If you study them out long enough, you'll find out vaccines are not what they claim to be. And you'll find out the 1918 Spanish flu was caused by the vaccines given to the soldiers, by the flu itself.
This is
for real stuff. We're telling you the truth.
Yeah, for sure. And also you have the issue, and it's a big, big issue, of using animal matter inside a human body. So it's whether, you know, fetal tissue material or monkey tissue, chimpanzee in the case of Johnson & Johnson, dog kidney tissue, insect cell
aborted
tissue.
Aborted baby cells.
Oh, yeah, aborted babies. Yeah, that's in almost everything now on the vaccine front. So those are carcinogens, right? So, you know, in the first place, spiritually, you can't even do it. Those Muslim and Christian doctors are doing it everywhere. The Jewish doctors, they're monotheistic doctors killing their own people, killing people left and right by injecting them with animal protein, which the Bible has clearly prohibited, and the Quran has prohibited and prohibited, and that covers about 4 billion people. Christians and Muslims, Jews, it's prohibited. So you can't even inject that stuff. You can only have blood if you are dying and they have to do a life-saving thing because you got in a car accident and ripped an artery. That's allowed. And I don't know anything about preaching. So.
Well, you know, we are, some things our body's not meant to consume. And being a cannibal is one of them.
That's for sure.
You know,
cannibal of human being is happening right now, isn't it? But by injection.
It's gaining popularity. I mean, we have Hollywood starlets, Hollywood stars discussing eating people, eating being cannibals. They're discussing. They're not just. They're actually. I can't remember. Oh, Katy Perry has a song out about it.
Yeah, there's
Katy
something
Perry,
about the candies
about
that. Yeah, and these corporations that only think about money, and they're godless. So you can't put it past them to make a chocolate candy with human genes in it. That's what they're talking about now, and it's got some celebrities' genes in it. Well, why not? They're injecting it. When you inject these these animal proteins, it's 1 million times more poisonous than if I was to give it in a chew. So we see this with the autism, where we had 1 in 1,000 in 1970 or less. Now 1 in 20, because they have the prions and other toxins from these animal materials that I listed that go into the brain and start auto-eating it like a cannibal.
Well, that's called mad cow disease, right? That's called mad cow disease.
It's a form of... All autism is a form of mini mad cow. Yeah, so...
Wow.
Yeah, and then, you know, there are prions in these current vaccines, the Moderna and Pfizer, and you see that in people who develop this involuntary choreiform shakes. They can't stop shaking. That's a form of prion damage to the brainstem. I don't want that. I would rather give me a hatchet, a little bottle of water, a Berkey filter, whatever. I'll go in the bush like the prophets of old. I'll live off the land. I happen to know how to do that. I have to teach people. And I would never see another human being again, and I would be plenty happy.
You know, I understand. I do understand that. I do. But I don't know how to, you know, even now our own nature, if you will call it that, our surroundings, our environment have been poisoned. Intentionally, not unintentionally. Man didn't do it by working the soil. They depleted,
no.
That's for sure. But powers that be are chemtrailing us every day. They're poisoning us, the soil, the animals. Matter of fact, I just heard on the news, it's been several years ago, our local news said that 40% of the songbirds died. This has been 10 years ago or longer. 40% of the songbirds have died.
You don't see them anymore. You don't see the robins even.
No.
Yeah, it's just,
I mean, they're not like they used to be. No, they're not.
And so the butterflies and the robins are a sign for us, the bees and such odd. Now, we don't have much time left, so you don't give your time to, okay, I'll comply, I'll wear a mask, also, don't do that. What little time you've got left? Be a soldier. Stand up for the truth. There was a doctor I was supposed to go see. I need the doctor's help. He's an osteopath, but he's fully masked. His students, I said to the students that tour with him, I said, take the mask off. I don't care. They won't do it. They were upset that I wasn't masked. So I had to cancel my doctor's appointment.
Oh, yes, I understand. I've had to do the same thing. I won't wear a mask.
Yeah.
But if you tell people these masks actually have living fibers inside them, little worms.
Worms, graphite worms, and other toxins, and germane in China.
Don't want to hear that. But this is proven, folks. Go to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look under health news. Find the headlines. Look under health news. And look at the little fiber worms. I guess they're carbon worms that are inside the little blue mask you wear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead serious. This is for real stuff.
And nanotechnology.
That's what it is. And you're breathing your own your own breath coming out that's supposed to be exhaled, not re-breathed, right away, and you breathe it back in. You're poisoning yourself.
I talked to a guy. He was so narcoleptic. He was driving a car. You got to be careful. I mean, it took me 7 or 8 times to get this guy to move his car where it should be. He was an 80 or 80-year-old masked, double masked person inside a car. It's a disaster. And I talked to another lady today. I said, you don't have to wear them. Well, I'm used to wearing this mask. Thank you for telling me I don't have to. They've got the sheeple programmed.
Oh, they are.
So if they tell them, move right, they move. Move left to start dancing. You know, you've seen those old movies. Do some tippy toes, and it's like they've got a trance on everybody. So it's kind of neat to be the untranceable. No, I'm not interested in your miserable multi-billionaire clowns group of six people that meet and have breakfast somewhere. I'm defying you. You don't have many days left on this earth. Make sure you stand for something. I went into a grocery store. My wife wonders, I don't know, she wonders why I'm going through the battle. I said, I just go. I went, I grabbed all my groceries. I went bold. That's what you have to do. You have to go bold. You can't go in there with your tail between. Strong. Got my stuff, went to the checkout. Sir, you're not wearing a mask. I'm not wearing a mask. You shouldn't wear a mask. It's suffocating you. It's not very fun for you. So I turned it around to her. Why should you do this all day long? Next time you come, you have to wear a mask. Goodbye. So I go again. Same thing. Go at the checkout counter. Don't wear a mask. So fine. If they finally say, we're calling the cops. You're calling the cops? I'm getting ready to check out. I'm giving you money. Why would you? So you start talking to people. You start using your common sense. You become something. You stand up. You know, my YouTube channel got destroyed by YouTube.
Oh,
why?
Yes,
I did a video
too.
On cinnamon. Yeah. Oh, did you just get knocked out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, all I, you know, you're matriculating in the preaching sciences. They have no business trying to censor you of all people. And, but that's the nature of the beast, and it's just a handful of billionaires and multi-trillionaires that are behind all of this. I'm not gonna buy. I don't care. I make $9,000 a year. You can take all the money and stuff it somewhere. I would care less. I'm happy. And that's the main thing. And you need to be happy. You need to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I stood for something. I did something. I fought back. And I did not care what the consequences were. That's what you have to do. Now, does that mean you can't go to Disney World? So who cares? You can't get on a jet plane or something? I don't know if they're going to. But who cares? Then stay home. You know?
Well, you know, so far in West Virginia, we haven't been quite as strict as a lot of states, and of course now we're pretty much open to what we want to. But I've never worn a mask anywhere, and I've never.
Well, you know what's going to happen? People are going to move from the dictatorial regions, and they're doing that in Florida. You can't even buy you can't find real estate on the market there because Florida didn't close, and people got sick and tired of California or other places, and they moved over there. So the more liberal, the more highly economically charged it'll be.
But again, you know, I've never been challenged, but I always wondered if I'm challenged in a store. Oh, I gotta go to break. Let's take the break. I'm gonna talk about, if you want to talk to Dr. Cash, give us a call at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Hi, folks. We are back here and talking to Dr. Cass Ingram. And one of the books I'd like to mention very quick, they wrote that I think you might want to see, entitled Foods That Cure. Foods That Cure. You might want to check that out. And I'm going to make another statement. There it went. Lost that quick. Oh, but if you want to call us, you can do that. If you have any questions, comments, 844-769-2944. Now, folks, I'm not telling you what you can or can't eat or shouldn't eat. I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you that the Bible lays out foods that are good for us. Now, I don't think eating a piece of pork will send you to hell, but I know it's hard on your body. That's why doctors say don't eat it. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't, you shouldn't. I'm just telling you what it does to your body. So when I say these things, I mean, that's why I try to steer clear of these things. Not because I'm a religious fanatic on that, but because I know what it does to my body.
Yeah.
And I'm getting older, folks. I'm trying to take care of myself best I can. I went through a hard time in January, as you all know, with a double pneumonia, and they said a slight heart attack. So I'm trying to take care of my body. I have been for years. I'm 72 years old, go to the gym 3 times a week. I've been blessed to have decent health. So I try to listen to what my father created for me to eat. I didn't say it wasn't all clean to eat. It isn't all good for you to eat. That's a different thing. And it is hard to stay away from processed foods and GMO foods. I don't care where you go. Even some of the stuff I said that's organic isn't truly always organic. Go ahead, Dr. Cass.
No, the GMOs are tough because, you know, they're in 88% or 90% of all food in the supermarket. And the consciousness of your listeners isn't that high that when people go to a restaurant, they say, wait a minute, is that a GMO fish? Is that a GMO beef there? I don't want it. I'll order the wild scallops and maybe have some onions, or I'll order the wild white fish, or I'll order the salad with some, but I don't want the cheese because it's not organic. And that's how strict I've become. I don't want their GMO genes in my body. And so that's one thing. You can't avoid the pesticides and herbicides because they're even in the organic food, but you can know that red sweet peppers and strawberries watermelons, green peppers. Certain foods have a high pesticide residue, so that it would be either have to wash them really good, or you go and get the organic. There's lists on the internet for you on that. Foods that cure, you take the book, the 60 or 52 foods in there, and you buy the foods, but you buy them from the farmer's market or the organic market or whatever, or the Walmart organic section. You buy the foods I recommend, and you use them as medicines, as drugs and nutrition. Like I talk about pumpkin. I talk quite a bit about apricots, how good they are for the skin if you eat a few a day. And then there is pomegranate, and there's grape, and there's oregano, and just different foods and spices that you can buy it any way you're going to go to the store. You might as well know what it's good for. Radishes for the digestion and the immune system and anti-tumor. Who would have ever known that? Right? Turnips, top source of selenium. Learn foods that cure so that you can use these in the bush and anywhere you live and go to stay healthy and strong as you can. Right? So.
Well, you know, and again, I'm sure Dr. Castro agree with this. Stay busy. Don't just sit around. And I know this from my own personal life. Don't allow your body to just sit and vegetate.
Yeah.
Use your body. It's put here to exercise. Mentally, physically, and spiritually, you need to exercise your body, your brain, and your spirit, because if you're born again Christian and you live and Christ lives inside you, his spirit's inside you to exhort you to help you do things and think things right and pray
positive,
right.
Positive, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, folks, this is true. We're not just saying this. This is just someone else saying to pass the time. We're telling you the truth.
Oh, yeah. And I think this would be really important that people keep reminding themselves that to keep the body fluid, to do the walking, the bicycling, or what your enjoyment is, and have this good fluidity of your tissues, but don't vegetate on the couch or sit down. And even if you are a housewife, keep yourself really occupied and busy as much as possible.
Well, you know, there's not much. I used to help my wife. My wife and I would work part-time cleaning beauty salons and even clean motels when we first got married, trying to pay the bills. And, you know, working in a house, making beds and stuff is plain hard work.
It is, yeah. It is hard work. And then there's a lot of exercise just in moving around. The most of the centenarians never did any cardio or jogging. They didn't buy any fancy exercise machines. But you ask them, well, I like to take walks. And some of them would walk for a half hour to an hour a day. Some would take 2 15-minute walks. So others just didn't exercise. And they would live to be in their hundreds with zero exercise. So it's not so much hardcore gym exercise that makes the difference. But the walking is the best possible longevity exercise ever. So if we combine that with good nutrition, the foods that cure, how to eat right and live longer. You know, I'm a proponent of eating meat with and eggs, and if you can handle it, the cheese, with your vegetables and fruit, not just the vegetables and fruit. And people don't think that the cow sits there all day and the sheep and eats vegetation. That's how it becomes a cow or a sheep.
Well, you know, I have a problem. People say that you shouldn't drink milk and eat cheese. If it's natural, I think so. But that's, I think, what the Lord God said. He gives a land flowing with milk and honey. So milk must be good for you if it's pure whole milk. And I'm blessed, by the way, to be able to get that in my local community here. Pure whole milk and fresh homemade butter.
Yeah, fresh homemade butter, and then you have the enjoyment of the eggs. If you got the chickens, you've got the chicken, you let them peck and raise naturally. You can butcher them, and the cows and the sheep and so forth. I honestly don't eat pork meat myself. And right now, I think China lost, almost 400 million pigs to coronavirus.
Well,
so I'm telling people,
yes,
Stay away from that. And just eat your beef and sheep and lamb and chicken and stuff like that.
Well, you know, I can honestly say this, and I'm not picking on somebody because they eat pork. I'm not picking on you. I'm just telling you it's not healthy for you. And pigs will eat anything. I know for a fact they're feeding, in Montana, they're feeding aborted babies to hogs in Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this actually happened, folks. But anyway, we're not not picking on that. I'm just telling you what we know to be true. Your body's important.
Yeah, and then you got the issue of the Bible going off against pork, and so does the Quran or whatever, that these scriptural sources, why did God even say anything? He didn't say anything about a sheep.
Well, you know, they'll say they were purified New Testament. And I'm not going to argue the point. I see the point, but I don't think it was. That's their decision.
I don't know about that.
But take care of your bodies. And I'm saying that because of care. I care. I'm not making money from this
program. Don't eat acidic food. That's the sugar, the pork flesh, the deep fried food, the hamburger, you know, over at the joint. And just try to eat pure, whole food to bring yourself back. That's fruit, vegetables,
nuts,
seeds.
Well, let's take a phone call from Wisconsin. Let's talk to Dino. Dino, welcome. Come on in.
Yeah, before I ask some questions and some of my comments, who am I talking to and where are you located, friend?
Well, this is the pastor in West Virginia. Myself, I'm in Chicago. And you're in Wisconsin?
Here in Chicago? What's your name?
Didn't you listen? We said that the book is called Foods That Cure.
Well, now
he won't know your name, doctor.
He won't know your name.
Well, the name on my name and the name on the book is the same. It's Cass Ingram, Cassingram.
Oh, what's
same
your first
thing.
Name?
Cass.
Oh,
Cass.
I see.
You can go. Can you go on the website? You can see it all there. It's just Cassingram.com. Yeah.
You're very educated, and I'll give you some comments here. When I'm 71 years old, we're all about the same age. I've lived in this area my entire life, halfway between Green Bay and Eden. When 50 years ago, I know 80 people that had gardens in this area. 80 people. Now there's not even 5 gardens left that I know of. Not even way less than 10. Yeah?
Yeah.
And plus, the pizza you buy these days, I used to make homemade pizza. My mom taught me how to make homemade apple pie.
Wow. Now, I would have liked to have some of that. Yeah.
Yeah. The pizza now that you buy at Menards or Fleet Farm, it's got 60 ingredients. 60.
So did you just take the cheese and the tomatoes and raise the dough and then put your accents on, meat and you know, vegetables? Because I used to work in 4 pizzerias, and my father owned them. And we did this really simple pizza with just simple ingredients.
Oh, yeah. I made my own because now if you check the Bible verse, I'll send you these books. There's 170 Bible verses that tell us about proper diet and about 500 other ones for references, and it's called self-education.
Good. That's good. The biblical source has the answer for the coronavirus, so if that's what it was, because it talks about the hyssop, and the hyssop kills everything. And I'm now doing a clinical trial. That's the oregano, by the way, oregano extract. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I take that daily. And now if you do your research also, you'll find out that microwaving your food is also bad. You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I never do it. But I think as long as we get out there oregano oil in the Bible, the black seed is in there, too. The cinnamon, you find that. So it's telling you the cure for these epidemics, even, right? So, I don't know.
Yep. Well, of course, personal hygiene is also in there.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
You know, so, thanks you for calling. Appreciate
thank you,
this.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you very much.
Good points. Thanks a lot. You know, as we were saying before we went to break, though, I mean, I've been blessed where I live to get fresh milk and fresh butter and fresh eggs, chicken and duck eggs, both of them. Get a neighbor has them.
Oh, duck eggs, too.
They're delicious. They're delicious. But anyway, I'm blessed to live where I live. That's why I stay where I am. Because I'm blessed to have fresh beef, and if I want to shoot a deer, I shoot a deer. It's wild.
Yeah,
it's
you have the best. You know, you have the best world. You don't need to anything. And now we just heard from the caller that he's had a long, many years of education, and he could maybe help his relatives and loved ones not get the vaccine, not poison themselves, not to eat the GMOs, And if we can at least do that, educate people, teach them. Yeah.
That's our job. Well, let's take another call. Let's go to Iowa and talk to Jan. Jan, come on in.
Hello. How's everybody?
We're doing it.
Okay, I have a question. This Ebola that's now in the U.S., if the so-called COVID, I know it's not no such thing, but if that vaccine is a hold of the Ebola virus, what's it going to do?
Well, okay, Gates said when I launch the next pandemic, he didn't say launch, when they see the next one, it'll really get their attention. Then he started smirking at his wife.
Yes.
I think he has some weaponized Ebola. Somebody does. And that's probably why Africa had it in the first place, because they weaponized this in the Soviet Union, the U.S., and the U.K., and they had an outbreak in 1976 in the U.K., not in Africa, then in Africa. Africa's the testing ground. It's possible. Now, oregano oil kills everything. It doesn't matter. It's Ebola or it's chicken flu. We've already did the bird flu. Bird flu is 60% fatal. It's just as bad as Ebola. But we killed it. We killed it using the oregano oil, then cinnamon oil, sage oil. We use two products, not to promote a company. We use the oregano oil super strength, P73, and that did good. And then the Oregarusp, which is the cumin, oregano, sage, cinnamon, it did really well. It even did better. So we were able to destroy the germ, but it took 25 times more. So to answer your question, if you had the regular flu or corona, you take your biblical herbs. If for some reason you get Ebola, then you take 25 times the dose. So let's say that you're taking 10 drops 3 times a day and it's doing you fine for corona. You're taking 100 drops 3 or 4 or 5 times a day for Ebola. You're rubbing it on your feet and your shins. You're taking the juice extract. You're taking the Oregarusp. It's the biblical herbs that save you. The cinnamon, you could take cinnamon oil. It would probably save your life from Ebola if you took enough. So
God's always looked after me. I have not been sick in, I remember last time I was
You must have stayed away from doctors then.
A sinus thing that they had to do surgery and open up my sinuses. And I nearly died.
You nearly died when they did that surgery.
Because if he looked one look at my x-rays and looked at us and said, how is this woman breathing?
Oh, you had that much infection. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that you were...
They did this Roto-Rooter thing, which I made them promise I would be in and out by noon, and I was. I was dressed, I was ready to walk out the door, and the nurse said, well, the anesthesiologist hasn't signed off on you yet. And I said, I tell you what, when the anesthesiologist calls, tell him I already called my doctor and I told him I was going home.
Well, good
and
for
I
you.
Left.
Yeah. Good for you.
And
so you didn't compromise yourself.
And ever since then, I have not been sick. God has looked after me.
So the Roto-Rooter.
He's always looked after me. But what I was wondering is if these people with these vaccines.
Yeah.
Somehow get infected with the Ebola virus. Will this vaccine strengthen that virus as well?
Yeah, it will, because they won't have the... And it's already been proven. If you take the mRNA vaccine, your antibodies and your white cells are in chaos and you're knocked out. So then you pick up these secondary infections and they either kill you or you can even give the infections to other people, although you can't really catch things so much as if you're weak and vulnerable. Then maybe you could, but so the question is more: is Ebola going to be released? Because you're taking somebody and saying you're going to pay crimes against humanity. This is the Gates group. We're going to take you to court. You have to expect that they would get desperate and release another epidemic. You really do have to expect that.
Of course, this
isn't
over.
Done that.
This isn't over at all.
The reports of the Ebola that's in the United States are true. I always say are true because you get all this stuff off the internet.
No, those reports are propaganda to set us up for when it becomes some Ebola. Right now, it's definitely propagandized. If we had Ebola, everybody would know about it. It's a really kind of vicious pathogen, and you bleed to death or you foam at the mouth and all sorts of weird stuff. And with a 90% fatality, 60%, something like that.
All right. Good call, Jay, and thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good information. Thank you. Folks, 844-769-2944. Dr. Cass, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I have in front of me here information sent to me on a FOIA request. This is in UK, about how many people actually died in the UK hospitals from COVID, that they know that COVID is what killed them. Now, this come back from the Coventry and Warwickshire Partnership. This is from the NHS Trust. This is a National Health in the UK. This is what they come back with. This is our reference number, FOI 2035, COVID-19 request and trust response. The question was asked, I would like to request a freedom of information in relation to the COVID-19 deaths following the NHS England's update on the 20th April 2020, in which they provided the breakdown of age and ethnicity, which is helpful to the public, which of course can be found here. What did they ask? How many actually died of Ebola? Of COVID. And the report says zero. All the ones that died.
I really saw that. And the UK yes. really hasn't had a lot of this disease. Remember, they don't eat a lot of GMOs there. And no, they do a lot outdoors and different things. But I saw
They're with the lockdown again, though. They're with the lock them down again.
Well, it's a cover-up for the fraud and deception. Yeah. And now the AstraZeneca vaccine has collapsed. The J&J has collapsed. And as a cover-up, there were 200,000 people in the street the other day. Now they're talking about putting 1 to 2 million Britishers out on the streets, saying
yes,
we're done with this.
That's very
and
true.
And, of course, that's a little monopoly over there with the evil kingdom.
How can people contact you for more information other than...
They go to the website and they can message me. They can go and YouTube killed our channel, so they go to the website and they go to Facebook.
And what's your website again?
CassIngram.com. Okay. CassIngram.com. No, the new book is there, The COVID-19 Vaccine, The Real Truth Revealed, and that's a download. It's $15 or whatever. That's a 240-page download that you can take right now and start studying that. If you have a friend that's wishy-washy about the vaccine, if they read that book, they're not going to get it. The data is right in there.
Well, folks, again, it's Cass Ingram, CassIngram.com. Now, a lot of folks don't have computers, so can they reach you some other way?
Yeah, they if they don't have a computer, 1-800-295-3737, 800-295-3737. I think people should make up their own minds instead of being sold all the time with links and so on. Just find out. If you want the book, you buy the book. If you want the download, you download it. If you want to look into the product, you look into it. You go to oreganol.com and you study it. But let's make up intelligent decisions. We've been buying quercetin, vitamin C. Did you know they took vitamin D3, which is made by Big Pharma? That's why you hear so much about it. They gave it to really, really, really bad COVID so-called cases, and it did nothing. You know, that's man-made from the brains of cows. You need to go to your scriptures. You'll find the honey in there. You'll find the black seed. You'll find the oregano. You'll find everything you would have needed to completely eradicate, whether it's Ebola, it's a little more difficult, and don't let them beat us up on Ebola. Ah, you can talk about natural medicines now. We didn't ask you to send it to us. Why are you talking about it? You say it's in 10 states. Is that on the heels of COVID? No, it's got to be a hoax. We're the ones that are victims. We're just trying to protect ourselves. And God gave us these wonderful scriptures for the purpose of the benefit to the humankind. Don't you know? It's not just something you want to sit there and worship in a Bible study and nod your head and speak in tongues. It's a practical information. Why would God mention, I don't care if it's the rabbis or he, why would they mention cinnamon? Why are they mentioning oregano? Oregano is the most powerful germ killer in the world. How come they mentioned it 10 times? How come they said, if you're in the house, you should shake the oregano against the marble and the pillars and smack the tree, the little teeny sprigs? That was the fumigation in 3000 B.C., right?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Folks, there's so much we don't know that really is open knowledge. We just don't take time to find it.
No, and don't pay any attention to man-made garbage. Go to your holy book. Find out what the Almighty is saying. I don't care which holy book it is. And there's enough in there. And he mentions a pomegranate, then you better well start eating pomegranate. If he mentions the medicinal properties of grapes, get some good Concord grape juice. That's what I've done all my life. That's my secret, is I just follow whatever God says. And you can do that so easily. And then the honey. I use the honey all the time.
Yes, natural honey, fresh honey is one of the best things you can have on hand, even for open wounds.
Oh, for wounds and burns and ulcers and bed sores, and you've got the cure right there, and it doesn't cost you anything but $5 or $10. You know, you don't have to buy the expensive. It's just as long as it's raw. And God, look, he even consigned bees to do that all that hard work for us. It might take a honeybee all his life to make a half a teaspoon of honey. And so they're busy, you know, going around, and we're the beneficiary. We're the beneficiary of how oregano will kill any kind of epidemic. It doesn't care what it is, if you use it right. Case history. My son, he never listens to me. So he's dying from a broken appendix. Finally, his mother calls and says, if we do anything for this, I said, of course you should do something. Rub his body while he's in the hospital bed with oil of oregano super strength. His respirations are, you know, 80. His heart rate's 140. His temperature's 105. He's dying, right? So rub him down, and if you can give him some oral dosing, 20 drops at a time. So I call back in 2 hours. Well, his fever broke. And his heart rate's down to, you know, like 90, and his respirations are normal. I said, well, that's no surprise to me.
That's amazing.
You know?
It's amazing. Well, Dr. Cass, we're about out of time. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I really do. And folks, you can call him at 800-245-3737.
295-3737.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Can we
and the honeys are on that website, too, if you want. The honeys where they never feed the bees sugar. So that's an experience,
right,
too.
Talk to you soon, my friend. Have a great
bye.
Night. And folks, I'll see you next tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.